Hey there, successful mama. It's your friend, Patricia Tseng. So, you know how I said I wasn't going to be back, like, you know, next week with more updates, but then, I hate holding on to good news. I want to tell you now. So, here I am. I'm back. Raw, unedited Patricia is here to tell you some more news from behind the scenes of what's going on. So, what am I doing now? I know, more stuff. This really ADHD of me. I'm like, more things, and we can do more things. And you know what? Somehow, this time around, doing more things hasn't felt hard, hasn't felt overwhelming. You know how normally when you have like this giant list of things, you're like, I'm gonna do this, and you do like a little bit here and a little bit here and a little bit here, and like nothing really makes traction? When you step in to understanding how your brain works and like where you are meant to be, where you are using like your gifts and your passions and like all of your skills come together in this moment of like, wow, I was made for this moment. Like this is all coming together. Look at this, man. Can you even fathom how God could have put all these steps together to get me here where I am today? I don't know. Like, it clearly, this is none of my plan. It's all him. And the beauty of how everything is pulled together in the last month is just like, whoa, how did this all come together? I'm not even sure. In the last few weeks, I have been helping several women entrepreneurs figure out where they're stuck in their business and move them forward. And I've seen this trend over the last couple of months. Like, I love talking about business. I mean, I've had a business since I was 12. I imagine that a lot of you feel that way too. Like, you've just always been driven to do something more, something out of the box, more than just like what everybody else around you is doing. But when we don't know like what that is, all that energy gets misplaced and like, you know, like that saying, like, idle hands are the devil's work. I really should look up these things before I say them, right? It's like when we have all this energy and we don't have somewhere positive to put it, it just like causes us trouble. The shame, the spiraling, the addiction, like whatever we end up with, instead of into like putting it into like our passion project of like where we're meant to be, it just tears us down. But when we find the thing that like fits us and we pull all the pieces together, like all the things that have made you who you are, all the experiences that you have, like you were made this way for a reason. You were made to do what you're supposed to do for a reason. It's not happenstance. Like, I want to help more women find that. I want to help more women figure out what they're meant to do. And like, how do we get it done? Like, what's holding you back? Why are you stuck? Why are you trying to do 17 projects? What's the one that really makes the difference? That makes you feel fulfilled. And a lot of times, like, we feel like we have to know and figure it all out before we start. And like, that's not true. I never could have imagined, like, I started working on this podcast 4 years ago. I could never imagine where I am right now, what I'm doing right now. There's no way. There's no way I could have known where I am now. So we have to start moving forward. We have to start doing stuff to figure out what it is that we're supposed to be doing. Like, action begets action. That clarity that you get from the data of actually doing stuff is what helps you figure out where you're supposed to be and gives you direction. Anyway, I'm getting off my soapbox for a second to say that I want to help you figure this out. Now, how am I going to do that? I've actually decided to do some one-on-one coaching as like a permanent part of my schedule. Like, in the past, I've just helped out people where they needed help, and it wasn't anything like structured or planned or anything. It was just like, oh, a friend needs help, I will help you. Oh, you need help, okay, I'll help you. And I realized, like, how can I not open up space for other women who need this help? Like, it felt really selfish when I was like, I don't know, like, would people want to do that? I don't know. Like, all the like the imposter syndrome and the self-doubt, which I like literally just talked about this weekend. It all comes together of like, this isn't about me. This is about you listening, who's trying to figure out where to go next in your life. Like, what do you need help with? Like, I can help you with that. Why am I not helping you? I'm going to help you. I am opening 2 one-on-one spots in my schedule to help coach women. Some women are going to want help with like their schedules. Like I have some students who are like, I really just want some help. Like, can you help me figure this out? And figuring out like your rhythms and daily routines and all that. That is foundational work for being a really great worker, whether that's in like business or in especially in entrepreneurship. Like I can't run my business with like haphazardness. Like I'm vehemently against consistency, but we do need a plan. We do need structure. Like we don't have to do the exact same thing every day. Like women aren't meant to be like that. That's why we have, like if you think about our cycles, like we change on a monthly basis. On a monthly basis, like on purpose. We're not meant to do the same thing every day. So all this consistency nonsense, I'm like, this is not how we were made, people. Not how we were made. So I want you to lean into how you were made, and you don't have to be consistent. You don't have to do the same thing every day, but you do need a structure and you do need a plan in order to make progress on where you want to be. So I can help you figure out your like routines and rhythm and all, because that's a foundational part to being successful elsewhere. However, I also want to help women who are trying to figure out what they want to do with their businesses and get you moving forward. How do you figure what the, out, like, what's the thing that you want to do? How do we figure that out? Let's meet. Let's talk. Okay. So when I say that I'm opening like for ADHD coaching, I am not a like traditionalist in the, like, if you think about like traditional coaching is very like question-based and like figuring out like you sorting out what you need and your coach is like guiding you there. I'm going to do that, but like less on like feelings and more looking at like a combination of strategy, if that makes sense. Like I want to both coach you and help you with the strategy. So like if you're thinking about like a traditional ADHD coach, that's not me. I want to help you figure out the strategy and implementing that too. Like not, I'm not like a feelings person. I'm not a feelings person. I want to get in there with the logistics and be like, yes, we have to address your feelings. Like if you're feeling like overwhelmed or stuck, or like you're not going to get anywhere. Like we, yes, we need to address the feelings. But I also want to make sure that you have the strategy in place to make it happen. So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I want to help you. If you want help with your rhythms and routines, let's make it happen. If you want help figuring out your business, or you just know like I'm meant for more, I'm meant to do something more than whatever it is you're doing now, come sign up. You can do coaching for 4 sessions or 6 sessions. And like, because we need some time to get, we got to get to know each other, right? Like I needed to understand you and like how you work before we can make some progress. So the first session we sit down and it's just me like trying to get a hang of like, what matters to you? What's important to you? Where are you trying to go? Figuring out your strengths. Like there's where we start. And then we have 3 or 5 more sessions to start implementing like steps and checking in and making sure we're accountable so that you are making progress forward. So what are you dreaming about right now, mama? What is on your vision board or in your mind that you always say you're going to make a vision board, but you don't actually, you just dream about it? Like, what are those things that are nagging at your heart and you know that you are meant to do? Sometimes we just know we're meant to do something and we don't even know what it is. That's okay too. I'm like, I feel like that a lot. There's a lot of times where I don't know until I start processing it out loud and like digging into the questions. And I'm like, oh, this is where I'm supposed to head. And it's a beautiful thing to have someone there alongside you who understands how your brain works and can help guide you there. Like, I wish I could be more humble about it, because I always like, you know, in women, we always feel like, oh, we should like downplay things and like not be too confident because then you're a bitch. And blah, blah, blah. Like, this is my gift, is to understand ADHD women, see the problem for what it is and not what we've turned it into in our minds. And like make a difference there so that you can be living out like the true glory of like who you've been created to be and like doing that in the world. That might look like being the best stay-at-home mom you could ever be. That might look at being the best employee that you ever could be. That might look like starting a business and being the best entrepreneur you can be, or doing all the things at the same time, because we do that too. I want you to figure out, how do you be the best version of yourself so that you can be the best version of mom for your family? Like, I want us to have both and. Not that we have to choose between being a great mom and also being a great business person. Like, that we each can choose, like, being a great mom and being a great volunteer at school. Like, why do we have to pick one or the other? We don't. We can't do them all at the same time. But we can do both. We can be great at our purpose and at our mission and be great moms. And I want to help you figure out how to do that. It has taken me, let's see, how long have I had my real estate business? 15 years? 15 years? And that was obviously before I had kids, because my oldest is 7. Like, I have been running a side hustle or my own business or whatever for 15 years. Actually, technically, my first entrepreneurial stint was at 12. So what's that, 28 years? But like, serious, like, real business since 2007 is when I started my real estate company. I have had other businesses that have failed. I have businesses that are successful. Like, all of these failures and successes have come together to this point where I know I can help you figure out what you are meant to be. How does that look? And that might be right now. It might be what you're meant to do right now. And that's another stepping stone to get where you're meant to be later. But if you don't take that step now, you're never going to get where you need to be later, because we're so busy doubting ourselves in this moment that we never take the step forward. Oh, y'all, I got to get off my soapbox. Okay, mama, if you want my help, if I'm the girl for you, please sign up for a coaching session. I have 2 available for August. It's 9 a.m. on Tuesdays and 9 a.m. on Thursdays. And I plan on opening up more as the school year moves forward. But obviously, like, I can't promise you that because ADHD, I might change my mind. But I love business coaching. Like, the way I light up, like, this is where I'm meant to be. I'm sure I'll end up doing more of it. Anyways, I got those 2 slots open now until I get my kids, like, settled into school and all that stuff. And then probably I will add more, but we'll see. Behind the scenes and edited. I'm just being honest with you. Am I not? I don't know. Okay, here we are. You're going to go over to the website. It's patriciasung.com/ADHD coach. It's all one word and all lowercase letters. Read the details. See if this is for you. This isn't for everybody. Obviously, like, there's only 2 spots and there's only 1 of me. So this is not something for everyone. Yet, I know that there are going to be moms listening who are like, I'm ready to do this. And that's who I'm speaking to. And if you're not ready to do this, I hope I'm speaking to you next year, because I want you to know that you are fully capable of doing everything that you have dreamed of in the way that makes sense for you. So yeah, that's my message for today. So big hugs. Go over to the website, check it out, patriciasung.com/ADHD coach, all one word, all lowercase letters. And mama, I hope that you will dream big today. Whatever is niggling at your heart, that little tiny seed that's been planted, that you will consider, what is it that you could do today, just one step, that would take you closer to your dream? Because you are meant to do beautiful things in this life. You are not meant to be a hot mess, and you are worthy of being that level of happy. So I'll talk to you soon, successful mama. Big dreams. Big dreams.